Hashem on Daf Vav Amid Beis, about four lines before the very wide lines with the words Rabbi Yehuda Omer Nefrayim Mehen. In the Mishnah we learned that 3 days before the festival of the Avodah Kechavim, it is prohibited to repay a debt or to receive payment from them. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Nefrayim Mehen, Rabbi Yehuda says we should receive payment from them because this would only depress them. This would not give them a reason to rejoice and to give praise to the Avodah Kechavim. The Chacham, however, said that Enochanami, at the time a person pays a bill, he is not necessarily in a very joyful mood, but Saif Kol Saif, ultimately he is happy that he was able to pay the bill, and the Mela, Saif Kol Saif, he will give praise to his Avodah Kechav. Frek de Gemar, the Lesle Rabbi Yehuda Afo Pishamei Tzarachshav Samachu Liachersma, does not Rabbi Yehuda agree with this concept? That a person may be depressed while he has to do something, but ultimately it will result in him being rejoiced. And then he would give praise to the Avodah Kechavit. Rabbi Yehuda himself gives us this concept. Because the Itani we learned in the Brayse, Rabbi Yehuda says, Isha Leisasid B'mayit, a woman should not smear lime on her face during Chalamayit, with Nesha Nivel Hula. Now those days the minhag was they would smear lime on their face. Naturally it was not a very pleasant experience, but ultimately they would look better because of this. However, if she puts the lime on her face during Chalamayit, and that will not necessarily make her look very good, and it's only after Yom Tov that the lime comes off and she looks better, then mainly you are doing something which during Yom Tov only causes a tzar, and therefore that is awesome. However, Imayde Rabbi Yehuda himself acknowledges if it's a type of lime that could be peeled off during Chalamayit, for instance, she puts the lime on at the beginning of Chalamayit, and before the end of Chalamayit she'll be able to take it off. Memela she will have Simchas Yom Tov, she will be happy during Chalamayit because of this experience. So it is permitted for her to put it on during Chalamayit, even though Lamaisa during the first days of Chalamayit she is not particularly happy about the lime on her face. But Simchi Liachasma, subsequently this will result in Simcha. So you see that Yehuda himself agrees that we don't look at an act b'shas ma'isa, we look at what are the consequences of the act. If the consequences are Simcha, we consider this an act of Simcha. And that is why it is permitted for the woman to put it on a Chalamayit. Now if that is the case, why does Rabbi Yehuda say it is permitted to take payment from the guy because b'shas ma'isa he is depressed about it? Subsequently he's going to be happy that he paid up his bill. And Rabbi Yehuda himself agrees that if subsequently one rejoices out of an act, it is considered an overall act of happiness. Amar of Nachum Bar Yitzchak, the analogy is not a good one. Hanach Lehilchus Mayit. Hilchus Chalamayit is a whole different kind of a parasha. The Kulu Meitzer Achshav V'Simcha Liachazman, the whole concept of Chalamayit, virtually every halacha, starts off with a tzar, and it's a Simcha Liachazman, because we have to understand as follows. There is a tremendous emphasis in halacha about tircha on Yom Tov. We don't want any unnecessary tircha on Yom Tov. Now, it would be just wonderful to say that nobody has to shech, nobody has to prepare any suda, no one has to shop for Yom Tov and Chalamayit, because that would avoid tircha. The only problem is nobody would have what to eat. Now, that would not necessarily result in much Simchas Yom Tov either. Memela, the whole structure of Hilchas Chalamayit is structured so that do what you have to do in order to acquire what you need for Simchas Yom Tov. Anything that is not necessary for Simchas Yom Tov is generally not done on Chalamayit. Memela, once Hilchas Chalamayit is structured that way, the same is true for the lime and the makeup. The shas, the woman puts it on, it's an unpleasant experience. It results in her Simchas Yom Tov because she will look better. Memela, it's mutter. But it's not a raya from there that in concept, Rabbi Yehuda assesses every depressing act which results in Simcha as an overall act of Simcha. Hilchas Chalamayit is structured that way. But in regard to the Yovet Kechavim, the fact that he will ultimately be happy about paying his bill does not change the situation b'shas ma'is. B'shas ma'is, he is depressed about paying the bill, and mainly you can't take payment from it. Ravina says now, if indeed the Yovet Kechavim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, would ultimately be happy, even Rabbi Yehuda would be moida that you can't take payment from him. Why then does Rabbi Yehuda say that you can't? Ravina mazak the Gemara that Yovet Kechavim le'inyan parayin li'ayla meitzer, he will never be happy. Now here we see a tremendous yesite. When a person pays a bill, and throughout one's lifetime one is of course always paying bills, either monetary bills or bills of Yisurim that we owe for the Aveiros that we do, or whatever the case may be. Every person has his difficulties in life, and every difficulty is a bill in a certain sense. It's something we have to pay, something we have to go through. Now, there are two ways to view that. One way to view that is to be extremely depressed about it, to be angry about it. Another way to view that is to say, Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me the opportunity to be able to pay my bills. Now that, of course, is a beautiful concept. It's a wonderful hashgafa. But Rabbi Yehuda says it would be too much to assume that the Oivdei Kechavim have this hashgafa. They don't make cheshbonis when they have to pay a bill that will say thank you to their Avodas Kechavim for giving them the opportunity to be able to pay. They are angry that they have to pay. And that is pretty much where it ends. There is no subsequent appreciation for being able to pay. And the Melech Rabbi Yehuda says there is no problem in taking payment from the Oivdei Kechavim. There is no simcha that is going to follow. Our Mishnah prohibits taking payment from the Avdei Rechavim, regardless if the payment is for a loan where there is a contract to substantiate that loan, or it's a milvah peh. The Mela, the Gemara says, Masnitin, our Mishnah is the loik Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. The Tanya, for we learned in a brisa, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, Aymer, milvah b'shtar ein nefron meheh. Enchanan, if I have a loan with a contract to substantiate that loan, I should not take payment from the Avdei Rechavim 3 days within the time period of his festival, because he will go then and praise his Avodah Zarah. Being that I have the contract, I have nothing to lose because I can always prove that he owes me money and I can always collect it. The Avdei Rechavim realizes that. However, milvah peh, if the Avdei Rechavim owes me money and there is no contract to substantiate it, it is simply a verbal loan. In that case, in the front of the hand, I do take payment from them. And the reason is, by taking payment from them, we are saving it. If I don't take it now, it is very possible that he will decide later not to pay. There is nothing that the Yid can do about it. But Rishonim point out that in places, and this can easily be understood, in places where it is difficult to collect loans even with a shtar, then the same halacha would apply even to a milvah b'shtar. If there is any chance of losing the loan, then it is permitted to take it. And as the Ritva explained, as we discussed in our previous year, Chazal l'chadchila, when they made this takana, made it the oifen kezeh that in a makim of hefsid merubah or in a makim of eva with the rachshashas of animosity, they were not geyser. This is different than regular Yisurei D'Rabbanan. This does not mean, explains the Ritva, that in all Yisurei D'Rabbanan, just because there is a hefsid, one can be mekel. It is dark over here when you got to the Isra of Masi Matan 3 days before the Chagia, because over here, L'chadchila, this is how Chazal set it up. Zrak the Gemara Vaita, Yosef of Yosef Achayud Rav Abba, Rav Yosef was sitting behind Rav Abba, the Yosef Rav Abba Kameda Rav Huna, Rav Abba was sitting before Rav Huna, the Yosef of Kamar, and he was lecturing as follows. Hilchus of the Halachi is Kerab Yeshua ben Karcha, the Hilchus and the Halachi is Kerab Yehuda. Now, Hilchus of Kerab Yeshua ben Karcha Hadi Amar, that it is only asked to collect payment from a guy when we have a milvah b'shtat. But if it's a milvah peh, one should collect it even before the chagia because it is kemasul miyada. But Kerab Yehuda, which Rabbi Yehuda is he referring to when he says Hilchus of Kerab Yehuda? So, the Gemara, the Tanya, we learned in a brisa. Hanoisin Sema Litzaveya Litzvoya Li'eda. Somebody gives his wool to a painter, to a dyer, so that it should be painted, it should be dyed red. But instead, Litzavi Shachar. He painted it black. Or Shachar, or the instructions were to paint it black, and Litzavi Yeda. He painted it red. We go now to the top of Davzayin Amanaus. Rav Meir says, Noisin Le'demeit Samari. The dyer has to pay the amount that the white wool is worth. But Meir is of the opinion that Kala Mashana Nikra Gazlan, if he did not follow the instructions, then he's a Gazlan. Memela, he is kind of the wool with the Shinoi, and he now has to pay for the wool. The point of being kind of something means you don't have to pay back the very chayfetz. The chayfetz is yours. You just have an obligation to pay back the amount that was stolen. So whatever the white wool is worth, that's what he has to pay back. So according to Rav Meir, this is how Rashi explains Shitas Rav Meir, should the dyer choose to pay back the amount of the white wool, he can do so, even though the price of the white wool went up, and it's now worth a lot more than when he got it. All he has to pay is the amount that it was worth at the time that it came into his possession. Now let us assume that the wool, the white wool, was worth $10. He gave it to the dyer, told him to dye it red, and he dyed it black. White wool is now worth $20. So the dyer says, I'll give you back your $10 because I have a din of a gazlan, being that I was Mashana, and I keep the wool. What happens if the balabas says, never mind, I don't want $10. I'd rather take the black wool or the red wool, even though you dyed it against my instructions. You painted it with the wrong color. I'd rather take that than just payment for the original wool. Rashi says, if the balabas chooses to do so, he may. Other Dishanim, however, the Ritva, for instance, disagrees. The Ritva says that there's a technical problem over here that sort of traps the balabas. He may have taken a piece of white wool worth $10, given it to the dyer with instructions to paint it black. Once the dyer paints it red, he's a gazlan. Being that he's a gazlan, he's kind of the wool. Now, the balabas cannot claim back the actual piece of wool anymore. The only thing he can claim is the amount that was stolen from him. What was stolen from him? Only white wool. Now, the price of white wool may have gone up. Still, the balabas just gets the amount that was given to him. According to these Rishonim, there is no way around it for the balabas. Now, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda explains in Masechta Bava Kama, the reason that he disagrees is that it turns out that because the dyer went and changed the instructions, did what he wanted, painted it the wrong color, he's gaining on the deal. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says no, it is impossible to say one way or another that the balabas could be at any disadvantage. If the person that took the wool to dye it dyed it the wrong color, he's at the disadvantage. And the Nela, he has the same halach as any other craftsman or worker that without rishus goes into somebody else's house or somebody else's field and fixes something. What is that halacha? Im ha-shvach yeser al yitziyah, noisim liyasa yitziyah. Im ha-yitziyah, you say al ha-shvach, noisim liyasa shvach. Shvach means the value. The value that was increased through the dying. Yitziyah means the amount of expenses. So let us say, for instance, the wool was originally worth $10. Now that it's a painted piece of wool, it is worth $20. The problem is, however, he painted it the wrong color. So the balabas has to say as follows. What were your expenses in painting this wool? If your expenses were $5, that means you put $5 into my wool and the increase in value is $10. All I'm going to give you is $5. And that is what we mean, im ha-shvach, if the value is yeser al yitziyah, noisim liyaseh yitziyah, all he has to do is to give him his expenses, and there is no profit. You did not follow instructions, and there is no profit for the dyer. On the other hand, im ha-yitziyah yiseir al ha-shvach. Suppose because he dyed the wool black, the value of the wool went up $5, but it cost him $10 to dye the wool, noisim liyaseh shvach. The balabas does not have to cover all of his expenses. He just gives him the amount of the increase. Now, part of those expenses are the labor costs. Rashi, however, explains that we don't calculate the cost of labor on the basis of the original amount that they made up. Rather, we calculate what any laborer would charge for an hour of work. And that is what Rafuna meant when he said the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef turned away and he said, I don't understand what the chiddush is over here. Bishlaim granted Allah Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha when he told us that the Allah is like Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, that it is only prohibited to take payment on a milva bishtar, but in regard to a milva peh, one can take payment from the Yavit Yechavim before his Chagya. Yitzrach. That is a great chiddush. Because our mission is the sheet of the Chacham, and our mission does not make that distinction. So, and we should pass on like our Mishnah who says that there is absolutely no difference. Kamash Molana, Lachaki Yachid, that the Allah is like a Yeshua ben Karcha. If indeed it is a Milvah Alpeh, you can collect the payment. That is indeed a Chiddush. Ella, Lachaki Rabbi Yehuda, but Rav Huna is telling me a Chiddush. There is such an official lecture over here to tell me that the Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda, Lamali. Pshita, of course the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. The machloek is wherever you have a dispute mentioned in a Mishnah. The Yachakach Stam, and afterwards you have a Stam Mishnah, where no dispute is mentioned. So Hilchus of the halacha always is Kistam. Because we assume if there is a machloek is Tanoim, and afterwards it appears anonymously Stam, Pshari is Rabben Yekadosh is telling us afterwards all of the Chum agreed that this one way, the way it appears in the Stam, is the halacha. And that is the case over here, because Machloikis b'Bava Kama, we have a Machloikis between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, this Machloikis in the Sechtes b'Bava Kama, the Stam, the Bava Metzia, and afterwards in the Sechtes b'Bava Metzia, the same halacha appears in the form of a Stam, like Reb Yehuda. Where do we have Rabbi Yehuda's halacha appearing in the form of a star mishnah in the Sechtes Bava Metzia? It's now because we learned in the mishnah. Kala mishana yadi ala tachtoina. Any person that changes, that did not follow instructions, is always at the disadvantage. Whoever regrets, whoever backs out of a kinyan, is always at the disadvantage. And that is precisely what Rabbi Yehuda says. What is Takib Shat Nafuna? Why must Nafuna tell us that the Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda if we have a Stam Mishnah, the way Rabbi Yehuda says? And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda will say, Mishim to ain't Seder to the Mishnah. There is no Seder to the Mishnahites. The Ikal Meimer Stam Tana Beresha, the Achakach Machlaikis. What is your Svara? If there is a Machlaikis appearing in a Mishnah, there is a dispute. And afterwards, it appears in the form of a Pshitas. According to one sheet, it must have been that the Chacham decided to agree upon one sheet. But that Svara is only valid if you are sure the Stam was listed after the Machlaikis. But who says? Perhaps this particular Stam was mentioned in the Mishnayos before the Machlaikis. Frek the Gemara, Yehachi, Kol Machlaikis V'yachakach Stam. So wherever you have a Machlaikis V'yachakach Stam, you can say, Lamer ain't say to the Mishnah, there's never any Raya from a Stam Mishnah. The fact, however, remains that the Gemara Masechtos Yevamos firmly establishes Stam Mishnah as one of the Yesoides in Paskin and Shailos. According to Rav Huna, it seems that that entire concept disappears. The Rav Huna affect the Gemara. What does Rav Huna have to say to this? And to the Gemara, it isn't always that Rav Huna says Ein Seidel Mishnah. Ki loyam mean an Ein Seidel Mishnah? When doesn't Rav Huna say Ein Seidel Mishnah, but rather that there is a Seidel Mishnah? B'chadim Masechta. Whenever you have a Machloikis V'yachkach Stam in one Masechta, then vadi we say Yesh Seidel Mishnah. If there is a Machloikis and afterwards a Stam Mishnah, this clearly indicates that all parties involved in the dispute agreed upon one Pesach. It is betray Masechta Yamrina. When does Rav Huna say that Ein Seidel Mishnah, and the Mele you cannot assume the reasoning of Machloikis V'yachkach Stam, that is bedavka when the Machloikis is in one Masechta, and the Stam is in the next Masechta. Over here we say Ein Seidel Lamishna, and this is not a raya that all parties agree to the Pesach of the Stam Mishnah. Now the Tzva points out this does not mean to say that there is no Seidel to the Masechtas. The Rambam, and of course many times the Gemara asks why one Masechta follows the other. Surely there is a Seidel, but in regard to this concept of Machloikis V'yachkach Stam, we can then apply this rule when the Machloikis is in one Masechta and the Stam is in a different Masechta. Rabbi Yosef. What about Rabbi Yosef? Why was Rabbi Yosef so amazed that Rav Huna would tell us that the Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda, being that it's a Machloikis V'yachakach Stam anyhow? It isn't a Pashta Machloikis V'yachakach Stam. As the Gemara points out, the Machloikis is in Bava Kama, and the Stam is in Bava Metzia. But Rabbi Yosef, says the Gemara, he says, Kol Nezikin Chodim Masechtahi. All of Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, and Bava Basra was originally one Masechta. And constitutes one Masechta. Memeli, you should say yes, say the Mishnah, even when the Machloikis is in Bava Kama and the Stam is in Bava Metzia. If the Machloikis would be in Bava Basra, for instance, and the Stam would be in Masechta Sanhedrin, then I would agree that ain't say the Mishnah. But within the three Bavas, this is all one Masechta. Now, although the Gemara says Kol Nezikin Chodim Masechta, this does not mean that the entire Seder Nezikin is one Masechta. It means just the three Bavis. And the Ivi points at a raya to this. The Yerushalmi makes an analogy between the reasoning of the fool and the reasoning of a wise person. Hatitish Aymer, says the Yerushalmi, Mi Yachalomer Es HaTaira, how could I learn the entire Torah? Why, there are 30 prakim in Seder Nezikin and 30 prakim in Seder Kelim. I don't have the time, I don't have the kayach, I don't have the mind to be able to comprehend such great amounts. And Emela, he learns nothing. On the other hand, the Pekeach says, I will learn two halachas today, two halachas tomorrow, and the end result is he becomes a nachal meveh, he becomes an overflowing stream. However, points out the Meiri, we see the Yerushalmi says, in Seder Nezikin there are 30 prakim. Now, 30 prakim is just Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra, because if Seder Nezikin refers to the entire Seder Nezikin, then there are a lot more than 30 prakim. So it's a raya when the Gemara says one Masechta, the Gemara means just the three Bavis. The Ibai Yisema, says the Gemara, another reason why Rabbi Yosef did not understand why Rav Huna had to lecture that the Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda, as Rav Huna just explained, he would have to say that because the Stam Mishnah is not really a Stam V'yachakach Machloikis, being that it's in different Masechtas. Still, Rabbi Yosef felt it was not necessary to say that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, Mishin Diktan Ila Gabi Hochasa Psikta. This is the Gers in Rashi. The way Rabbi Yehuda's halacha appears in the Sefer Baba Basra is in the form of Hochasa Psikta. The nation of Bava Basra is actually dealing with the halachis of Chazar, the halachis of someone that backs out of a deal. He is always at a disadvantage. In conclusion of that sugya, the Gemara lists the halachis. Kol Hamashana, any person that doesn't follow instructions, he is at a disadvantage. So if we aren't discussing Mashana, yet it is listed, it is a sin that is listed in the form of Tzak. And whenever the Mishnah lists something in the form of a pesikta, then it's pasha that that is the halacha. Taisus is not gairus the word gabe hilchas pesikta. Rather, Taisus says that the Gemara's teretz is as follows. The Ibo Yisema, why did Rabbi Yosef feel it was not necessary to say that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? Mishim diktani la hilchas pesikta. Kol hamashana yodi ala tachtayna. If the Mishnah stresses something so emphatically, kol hamashana, any person that is mashana that does not follow instructions automatically is at a disadvantage, this is a raya that the Mishnah is impressing upon us, Rabbeinu HaKadosh is clearly impressing upon us, that this was the maskana as far as Pshak is concerned. There is no debate about it. Although there was a machloikis, l'maisa, this is the halacha. And the name of the Mishnah tells us that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. So there is no need for the Hunna to say that. The halacha is that shloyei deburcha shal Shabbos ki deburcha shal chayil. On Shabbos, a person has to be extremely cautious about what he says. He has to avoid any statements about mekach imemka. Al pi halacha, however, only dibur is aser. Hearer in mekach imemka, thinking about it, is mutter. It is not preferred, but it is not aser al pi halacha. There is a makam lahalacha when a person wants to demand certain payment or make certain deals. If he does so in a roundabout way where he does not actually mention anything about mekach imemka, if he does it indirectly according to some shitas and in certain situations, he did not violate any concept in Hilchos Shabbos, because being that he did not clearly say that he wants to prepare someone or make a deal, it only constitutes hearer, but it does not constitute dibur. And this is allowed, although not preferred, it is allowed in certain situations as discussed in Arachayim Simen Shinva. Tainabon. Lo yoyim radim l'chaveri. A person should not say to his friend, Hanira shetamidi miliyarev. According to Rashi, Hanira is a lashon of, do you think it's possible you'll be able to show up with me this evening to work? Can you come with me and work? According to Taisus, Hanira means, do you see yourself working with me this evening? In any event, he is not clearly saying, I am hiring you to work with me this evening. I am enlisting you for the job. But he's doing so in a roundabout way. The Tanakhama says it still constitutes Dibur and the Nela. It is us. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Oimer, that Oimer Adam Lachazera. Hanira Shetama Dimi Liyarev, because it only constitutes hearer and not Dibur. And the Nela it's Motor. Omer Rabbi Bar Bachan, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Hilchosuk Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, and the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, that this is Motor. Once the Gemara is on the topic of being Mavai, what the halacha is, the Gemara is taking us from Sugya to Sugya and telling us what established halachis are. Tani Rabban. Hanisha Lachacham Vitime. Somebody asks a shayla to a chacham, and the chacham says, Tami. Loi Yisha Lachacham Vitah. He should not ask another chacham and look for a Tahara. L'chacham v'yaser. If somebody asks a chacham and the chacham says that it is aser, lo yishal l'chacham v'yater. He should not ask another chacham, so that other chacham should be matrit. When somebody decides to ask a rav a shayla, he has to realize that you are accepting that psak. Hayishnai, if two rabbanim were standing one next to the other, echad mitamei v'echad mitayer, one is mitamei and the other is mitayer, echad oiser v'echad matir, one says it is aser and the other says that it is mutter. So, if one of them was bigger than the other one, in either Chachma or Minyan. Now, Chachma obviously means wisdom. Minyan is a Machlokes Hashanim. Others say that Minyan means years, if one is older than the other one. Others say that a Minyan means the amount of Talmidim, because we assume the more Talmidim a Rav has, the greater the chance that his Shiloh is more worked out. Mi Talmida Yosef Mikula. So Ubeminyan means either years or Talmidim. In any event, if one of the Chacham have either more Chachma or more Minyan, Halach Achra, and we go after his Pesach. V'yim Lav, if both are Shavah v'Shavah, Halach Achra HaMachmir, we go after the Pesach that is more stringent. If Yeshua ben Karachaymer, it depends. V'shal Torah, if the Shaila is a Safik in a Dioraisa, Halach Achra HaMachmir, V'shal Seifim, if it's a Drabanan, then Halach Achra HaMekel. Amar Rav Yosef, Hilchasa, K'Rav Yeshua ben Karach. Now, Taisus explains. This does not mean that once you ask a Rav a Shaila, it is prohibited to discuss this any longer with any other Rav. It just means that if you ask a Rav a Shaila and you get a Psak, if you wish to discuss this with another Rav, you have to clarify for that other Rav that you already asked a Shaila and this was the Psak that you got. This other Rav is not permitted to tell you mutter if the first Rav said that it's aser because Chacham Shatimei ain Chazeri Rishai Latayr. But as far as you are concerned, you may ask as long as you clarify that you asked this Shaila already and you got a Psak. Now there is a very famous Machlokes Rishonim over here as to what the structure of this halacha is. According to the Shita of the Ritva, the Rajba, the Ran, the Gemara is saying that this is a Metzius. If I have a Shaila with a pat or a piece of meat and I ask Rav A, and Rav A says the meat is aser, and then I go and I ask Rav B, which of course I shouldn't do, and Rav B says that it's mutter, the meat remains aser. Unless, of course, Rav B can show that Rav A made an error, he forgot a beferish of halacha, that would be a different case. But if pshat is just that Rav B assesses the situation differently than Rav A, the piece of meat will remain aser. If the same shaila comes up again, that is a different story. But as far as that piece of meat is concerned, being that I asked a Rav, a prominent Rav told me that it's aser, it will remain aser. And the reason is, once the Rav told me that it's aser, it's shav yai nafshi chaticha di yisura. It's a metzius, and that iser cannot be removed. Other shaila are of the opinion, Rashi and Masechet Nida, that it's just a covet concept. If you ask Rav A, you should not ask Rav B. But Lamaise, if Rav B was asked, and Rav B said that it's mutter, so we have a shaila what to do. But our Gemara does not mean that it's a metzius, that once you ask Rav A and Rav A says that it's aser, nothing will change the status of that meat. Now the Shach, in Yerideya Simon Reish Mem Beis Sivkotin Nun Dalet, clearly paskins like the Rishonim that say it's a metzius, it's Shavia Nafshi Chiticha Diyasura. If you ask Rav A and Rav A says the meat is aser, that meat will remain aser. If you were over this concept and you went to ask another Rav, the other Rav's heter will not change the status of the meat. The Me'iri takes this a step further, and he says, never mind asking Rav B, but even if Rav A himself decides to change his mind later and assess the situation differently, the meat will still remain aser. Because if his psak at the time of the Shaila was aser, and he cannot show, or anyone cannot show, that he made a mistake in an open halacha, that he was a Tayyib Dvar Mishnah, he just decided to assess the situation differently, then it is too late. He may pass in differently, and the next time the Shaila comes to him, but that particular piece of meat will remain aser. Now, all of these sheetahs are discussed by the Rama in Yerideya Simon Reish Mem Beis, but it's important to understand the concept over here. A prominent Rav has a special Siyata D'Shmaya when a Shaila is asked to him, that he give a proper answer. There are kama v'kama ma'isiyas that Erlich HaRabbanim always had a Siyata D'Shmaya with their Psak. It is Yidu of the Chassam Tzaybet said many times that he has the Siyata D'Shmaya to pass and write. His Psak is Psak, and that is the Halacha. If the Shaila actually came and he gave that Psak, there are cases where Rabbanim, as the Me'iri pointed out, were scared of their own Psak. If they passed on the Shas Maisa that something is Mutter or Asa, they would not change it, because they felt they had a Desiyah of the Shmaya B'Shas Maisa to pass on Kedas Tayyip. Now the same is true in a reverse situation. There are stories told about the Chedush Yerim and the Noid of Yehuda that before they assumed their respective positions, there were people that attempted to challenge those positions, and they tried to test them. They were Mavar beforehand the most complicated childs. They came into the Noid of Yehuda and they presented it as though it would be a regular Shaila, and naturally they were trying to catch him, so they should have some Schayra for Lashon Hara. The Noid of Yehuda, however, answered that Chazal say, Kol Dayan Shadon Din Emes Lamitai, Nasa Shutav LaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Masa Bereish. So what is the Lashon of Din Emes Lamitai? If it is true, if there is really such a Shaila, and the Shaila is presented before the Rav, then an Erlich HaRav has a Desyata D'Shmaya. He's a shutif la kadosh baruch hu b'masa bereishis, and he will pass on la halacha. But if it's not a din emes liamita, if it's just a charade, as you are attempting to put on, then the Rav does not have a disyana d'shmaya. And the mela, this is absolutely no indication as to the real sincerity or reliability of a Rav. Rashi says, we are referring here to gazlonim, or amiyaretz. If they come, that they should be accepted as talmidei chachamim. Rav Meir says, we are never mekabela. Rav Yehuda says, it depends. Chazu behen b'mat muniyais, if they only did tshuva secretly, but the pharesia, they are embarrassed to say that they are willing to accept the life of Torah, ain't mekabela naisa. The pharesia, however, if in public they are willing to say that they are now going to be pious Jews, then mekabela naisa. Why should we not accept them, and accept them as talmidei chachamim? Ikadami, others say, that Rabbi Yehuda said as follows. Also, devrayem b'mat muniyais, if they were just over their aveiros secretly, quietly, then mekabel naisam, because it's a simon they have busha, it's a simon they really want to be good. However, we turn out to lamedveis, b'faresya, if they were so hefker that they were mamish over aveiros in public, in that case, ein mekabel naisam, because we are concerned that their tshuva is not a tshuva shleim. That is Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yeshua, and Karchalimrim, Benkach, Benkach, Mekablin. We are always Mekablin. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Shuvivanim, Shevavim. Shevavim, explains Rashi, is a lashon of Mazidim and the Pharesia, a lashon of total rebellion. But the Pasuk says, Vayelech, Shoyvev, Bederech, Levi, total of chaos. And despite that, the Pasuk cries, Shuvivanim, Shevavim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts that. And the Ritva explains that if the Kaddish Baruch Hu accepts that, then we have the mitzvah of the Holachta B'drachav to do the same. Amr of Yitzchok Ish Kfar Akai Amr of Yoichanan, Hilchus Akiyai Sehazuk, like Rav Shimon and Rav Yeshua ben Karcha, that regardless, we always accept that. Taisus and other Rishonim, however, don't accept Rashi's Pshat. And the problem is basically Rav Meir's Shita. Let us turn back to Amr Alf. Rav Meir says we don't accept them under any circumstances. But Taisus, this is an extremely difficult concept to accept. We should not accept just plain gazlonim and amiyaratzim under any circumstances. Memela Taisus learns differently than Rashi. Taisus says, first of all, we are not talking about stam amiyaratzim and gazlonim. We are talking bidavka about people that are chashudin al maestris v'shis. Now this, of course, is an extremely complicated area because it is a great nesayin to properly maestr and to actually not work on your field the entire Shemitah year. Once a person is chashid on maishas and shviyas, it is difficult for us to know if or if not we are dealing with peiros when they come out of his farm that are kehalach. In this situation, it is further complicated because this person once decided he is going to be good. He will do everything kehalach. And then he reversed himself and once again went back to his old ways. Now he wants to do tshuva for a second time. Can we or can we not trust him? In other words, can we give this person's farm a hashgacha? So let us see now the Gemara through the eyes of Taisus. Tani Rabbana. V'kulan shechazu behen. People that once accepted to maaser properly and to hold shmita properly and then reversed themselves and once again went back to their old ways. Ein mekabel nes me'lamas. We can now never trust them. You had your chance. It is a sin in your tshuva doesn't mean anything because you aren't sincere about it. Now we just can't trust you. Divrei remeir. At Yehuda Imer it depends. When you say they accepted already to do tshuva and do everything kahalacha, and then it turned out they didn't. What exactly are the circumstances here? Chazu behen b'matmuniyais, if openly they still maintain that they are doing everything kahalacha, and it turned out that they weren't, privately they were still not maestering properly, ain't mekabel naisa. Because you see, this person's word is not a word. So now he comes and insists that he will be good. He insisted beforehand that he was good too, and he tried to put up a show that he was good, but the facts showed otherwise. On the other hand, b'faresia, if when he decided to give up maestering properly, or shmita properly, he did so in public, he did not attempt to hide his ways, then mekabel naisa. Because at least we know he is not a goyin of das abriyas. He is a sincere person. He has the Yetzirah. So when the Yetzirah gets the best of him, we'll know about it. But if he now says he'll be good, there's no reason not to trust him. Ikadiyami, others say we look at it this way. We are dealing here once again, according to Taisus, with people that started out not maestering their parents, accepted that they will maester their parents kahalacha, and then went back to their old ways. Now at the time that they were makabel to do things kahalacha, also the random at Munyai's, if at that time it wasn't just a public show, but we know that the Metzias, in the privacy of their own room, they were also doing everything kahalacha, in that case mekablenaisa, because we see at the time that they did do tshuva, it was a sincere tshuva. However, again, we turn to Amud Beis, Bifares, if at the time that they were doing tshuva the first time, we check out, and we see they were only doing this in public, but in private they never accepted a tshuva, in the mekablenaisa, because this shows us that they never really had it in them to totally do tshuva. And the Mela, we have no reason to trust them. However, once again, the Gemara concludes that Reb Shimon and Reb Yeshua ben Kachaim and Benkachi Benkach, when a Yid wants to do tshuva, there is always reason to believe that regardless of how many times he tried till now, this time perhaps he just may be sincere. Zakt the Mishnah Vayit. Rabbi Yishmael Omer Shloisha Lefneim V'Shloisha Li'Achreyim Aser. Rabbi Yishmael not only asks 3 days before the festival of the Avodas Kechavit, he also asks transactions 3 days afterwards. However, the Chachamim say Lifnei Yidein Aser, it is only Aser before the festival, Li'Achrei Yidein Mutter, afterwards all transactions are permitted. Amar of Tachlif Barvdini Amar Shmuel Yoim Aleph Ladibi Rabbi Yishmael Li Oilam Asa. And the gears on the side of the Gemara here is Ladibi Rabbi Yishmael Yoim Avedis Kechavim Li Oilam Asa. And basically both gears are saying the same thing. According to Rabbi Yishmael, it is never permitted to conduct any transactions with Avedis Kechavim, because Yoim Aleph always constitutes a Chagya. So if 3 days before are Asa and 3 days afterwards are Asa, naturally that rules out the entire week. Now we learned the sheet of the Chachamim already in our very first mission of the Masechta. Lifnei Yidein is Aser. There is no mention to an Iser Li'achar Yidein. So we see from our Mishnah that that is the sheet. It's Aser before but not afterwards. So what the Gemara is going to attempt to do now is to find a nafkamina between the sheet of the Tanakama and the sheet of the Chachamim as it appears over here in the second mission. Once again, frek the Gemara Chacham Hainu Tanakama, and to the Gemara Hain Bilo Yidein Ikebenai. When our Tana says 3 days before the festival, there is an Isra. Our Gemara already asked, does that mean the festival plus 2 days beforehand, or does it mean 3 days beforehand in addition to the festival? This, says the Gemara, or suggests the Gemara, is the nafkamin between the Tanakama and the Chacham. Tanakama Sover Hain Bilo Yidein, 3 days plus the festival, because the Tanakama says Beferish Gimel Yamim Lifnei Yidein. But Abanam Basroi Savri, however, the Chacham over here in this Mishnah, they are of the opinion Hain Ziyidein. That Abanam don't stress it as much, Lifnei Yidein Shalev de Kechavim, and being that there must be some nafkamina between the Tanakama and the Chachamim, seemingly this would be the nafkamina. The Chacham are of the opinion that 3 days are Aser when the festival lasts for a day, so it's the festival plus 2 days beforehand. The Tanakam, on the other hand, it stresses the concept more emphatically by saying Shloisha Yamim Lifnei Yidein Aser V'Lasis Yimayim. He seems to be of the opinion that it is 3 days besides for the festival that are Aser. Iboy Seima Nasa V'Nasa Nika B'Nayu. Another possible nafkamina between the Tanakam and the Chacham over here in this Mishnah is in regard to Nasa V'Nasan, one of the Bidiyavid did conduct transactions during this time period. Tanakama Sava Nasa V'Nasan Mutter, and Rabbanan Basrai Savi that Bidiyavid Nasa V'Nasan is Aser. Rashi explains, being that the Lashon of the Tanakami is Aser, Lasis Olasis Imayin, it's Mashma that it's Aser, but Bidiyavid it's Mutter. The Chachamim that don't put it that way, L'chor according to them, it is Aser even Bidiyavid. But it's explained that we don't need an explanation to say why the Chachamim assumes that the Rabbanan are more machmir, because b'derech klal this is the Seder. If we have a Shita, and we have a Shita again in a Mishnah, the reiteration of the Shita, that Mani Yomar, tends to be more stringent than the first opinion. The Iba Yisema, says the Gemara, is Shmulik Benayu. We have a suggestion of a third nafkamina between the Tanakama, the first Tan of the Masechta, and the Chacham over here in this Mishnah, and that is the Halach of Shmuel. The Amr Shmuel says that Begoyla, in exile, Ein Aser Eliyoyim Eidam. This whole halach of 3 days beforehand applies only to the Yovdei Kechavim in Eretz Yisrael. The idea is that outside of Eretz Yisrael, the Yovdei Kechavim are not as aduk in their Avodah Zarah. You find this Lashon Kamapam and this concept in many places. The Yovdei Kechavim Shebechutz Laretz Lav Yovdei Kechavim Gemurin Hay. While the Kedusha is bigger in Eretz Yisrael, the attraction to Avodah Zarah is figure as well. It is Zel Umazel Oselikin. I once saw the Shemin Adam God, Lavir the Eretz Yisrael Machkim. The atmosphere of Eretz Yisrael is Machkim. It makes a person smart. However, while the Yetzer Tov becomes smarter, the Yetzer Hara becomes just as smart. So we are assuming now this is the nafkmina between the Tanakama and the Chachamim. Tanakama is Leid Shmuel. The Tanakama apparently is referring to Eretz Yisrael. It is in Eretz Yisrael there is an Isser for 3 days. The Banim Yisrael less Lehu de Shmuel, and they say that even in Chutz Laaretz there is an Isser for 3 days. Here even Rashi explains the reason we assume that the Chachamim are more Machmer, because as explained previously, generally when we have a reiteration of a Shita, the second Shita tends to be more stringent. Ibai Yisema says the Gemara, Denachem Hamada Yikabinayim. Perhaps the nafkamina between the Tanakama and the Chachamim is in regard to the Shita of Nachem Hamada. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, Nachem Hamada Oimer, Einoi Asr Ela Yoin Echad Lifnei Yideya. Nachem Hamada disagrees with the 3 day time period. He says only 1 day before the Chag Yizaz. Now the Tanakama clearly says 3 days, because he says Shloisha Yomim Lifnei Yideya. So Tanakama is surely less late than Nachem Hamada. However, the Rabbanan B'Sroi in our Mishnah don't mention the number 3. And the nail, it's possible to say that the Rabbanan B'Sroi is Lude Nachem Hamada. And they say that only 1 day is off. Gufa Zakta Gemara. Nachem Hamada Yomim. Ein Yasser Ela Yoim Echad Lifnei Yideya. And the Yasser is not 3 days before the festival of the Yavarez Kechavim, only 1 day. So they said to him, let the matter be forgotten, and it should not be said. So Rashi explains this means one of two things. Either they imply that it can't be that he said such a thing, don't repeat it, or he said that, but still don't say that he said that. Why don't we want to accept this? According to the Maskan of the Gemara, it is the sheet of the Ravana Basroi in our Mishnah, in this Mishnah over here, on this Amid, that says that only 1 day is Asir. So why do you feel Nachem Amadeh's sheet is so extreme? Answer the Gemara, Man Chachamim Nachem Amadehu. Who do you think the Chachamim are in this Mishnah? The reference to Chachamim in this Mishnah is Nachem Amadeh. And we maintain that this matter is best not repeated. So the Gemara Zayta, Tanya Idach, we learned in another Braisa, Nachem Amadeh Yoimeh, Sus Zacher Zaken Bilmocham. Nachem Hamada says it is permitted to sell Oivde Kechavim, an old male horse, during wartime. Now the issue over here is as follows. Chazal answered the selling of the Behema Gasos Liyavodav Kechavim. This is something we are going to see later on, B'yez Hashem, on Daf Yudalot. The reason is, Shaila and Schirus are not Koina L'inyan Iser. The Nela, if I rent a guy, or I allow a guy to borrow my animal, the animal is still mine. Should the guy do work with this animal on Shabbos? The yid is over the yisr of l'man yinuach. His animals are supposed to rest on Shabbos. As a gzeir, not to come to rent or lend animals to oiv the kechavim on Shabbos, Chazal answered mechir, selling animals. Now, if it is wartime, and an oiv the kechavim comes, and he desperately needs a horse, Nachem Hamada says, it is permitted to sell him a horse, an old male zaken horse, during a mochama. Reason being, this type of a horse will probably do more damage than it does good. What about the gzeira of not selling animals to Oved Kechavim? For an Akam to come running and request an old horse during a war, this is a milsad leishchicha. And the klal is Nachem Hamada, being that milsad leishchicha legazi beirabana, therefore there is no reason not to sell an Akam an old male horse in this type of a situation. Tosfos explains, we would have to say a male horse because it is much more difficult to train this type of a horse instantly. However, the Chachamim did not agree to Nachem Hamada on this, and they emphatically disagreed. Amila, they said, Nishtakeya Hadava V'loi Namar, the matter best be forgotten. Frank the Gemara of a wicked then say the Koi Kavasei, but Nachem Hamada is not the only one that says it is permitted to sell a horse. Ben Seir also says one can sell a horse. Did not Ben Seir Matir Besos? And for the Gemara, no. Ben Tseir le maflug min schoim le nekeves. Ben Tseir's sheet is a different sheet altogether. Ben Tseir says there is nothing wrong with selling a horse to an Akam. Because what is the reason you should not sell an animal? It's a gzeir that you may come to rent an animal. If you rent an animal, the animal is actually yours, and the Akam is going to use it to carry packages on Shabbos. So memeilu, the yid is over l'man yinuach shayach l'chamarach. However, a horse is not used to carry packages. A horse is used to ride on. Now the klal is, that one that carries a live person on Shabbos is not chai v'chatas, because we say chai noisei esatzmai. A person that is alive really carries himself. Memele, even if the Yakum rides on the horse on Shabbos, this does not constitute a malacha, so the yid is not oibel l'man yinuach. Memele, the sheet has been saved, it is, there is nothing wrong with selling a horse. Because there is no gzeira, even if the horse will still belong to the yid will not be oivel l'man yinuach. The Rabbanan, however, disagree with them, say, because they say in a chanami, in regard to the horse, we don't have the problem with l'man yinuach, because even if the guy rides on the horse, the yid is not over the yisit. But there is another reason not to sell a horse to oivel kechav. A horse is part of a cavalry, part of an army. And there is an yisit to sell clay zion to oivel kechav. So that is a machlokes between the Rabbanan and Ben Seir. So we know that Rabbanan say there is an issa to sell clay zion, or anything that has the potential of clay zion to oiv dekechavim, along with the issa of l'man yinuach, the gzeir of l'man yinuach. And the male, even though in regard to a horse, l'man yinuach is not a problem, the clay zion is a problem, then Seira just says there is a gzeir of l'man yinuach, and the male, the horse is mutter. So Ben Seira's shita does not concern us. Ben Seira says the Gemara once again, loy maflug ben schoyam l'nekevus. He has his own opinion. He says there's nothing wrong with selling clay zion to Oved Kechavim. We pass on like the Rabbanan, who say that we don't sell clay zion to Oved Kechavim. So, Mimela, we aren't concerned that Ben Tzeva's sheet is going to cause a kilko. However, Nachum Amadei agrees with the Rabbanan. He says one should not sell a horse to Oved Kechavim, because there is an issue here of the clay zion. However, being that it's a milsad l'shchicha to sell an old male horse during a time of war, and it'll probably do more damage than it does good, Mimela, you can sell that. This is already a dangerous shita to repeat, says the Gemara. Ew. Nachum Amada, midukar maflik ben scharim l'nekevus. Once he starts making nafkiminus between scharim and nekevus, and he says an old male horse, yes, because it's difficult to train an old male horse. And Mimela tzemilsud l'shchicha, that is a raya that kirabanan siyolei. He agrees with the Rabbanan that it is also to sell clay zayin to Oved Kechavim. And according to the Shita of the Rabbanan, it is best that Nishkeya Hadav of Eloi Nehma. We would much rather that the Rabbanan Shita should stay intact. There should not be any loopholes or exceptions. And the male, in regard to what Nachum Amadei says, that in the case of an old male horse, you can't sell it to him, we say Nishkeya Hadav. So this is the second time that we would rather something that Nachum Amadei said be forgotten. Once in regard to the one day before the Chagya, and now in regard to the halacha of selling the old male horse. Now the Gemara says there is a third halacha of Nachum Amadei that the Gemara says Nishpakeya. Tan you will enter the Brisa, Nachum Amadei Yoimet, Hasheves, Nisaiser Zera, the Yerek, the Zirin. Sheves is a type of a spice, a type of a dill spice. As this grows, it has several stages. Sometimes it is a seed, sometimes it is a vegetable. And if you let it grow long enough, it turns into pods, meaning that the seed inside sprouts and it becomes very hard, and it's also a type of a food. Let us see the brisa once again. Tanya Nachum Amadei Yoimer, Hashev is this spice, regardless of when you pick it up from the ground, you always have to give Maiser. Maiser Zera, if it's seed, the yerek, or if it's vegetable, or if it's even, or if it became hard. Reason being, according to Nachum Amadei, each stage constitutes Gemar Peri because sometimes people eat it as such. Amrullah, they said to him, Nishtakeya Hadabar Veloy Nehmar, the matter be best suppressed and forgotten. In fact, the Gemara of Wicker of Eliezer, the Koi Kavar, say, Nachum Amadei is not the only one that says this. That now we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer Roimer, Hasheves, Misaistris Zera, the Yarek Vizir. He too says that each stage constitutes Gemar Peri because sometimes people plant it only for that particular stage. And for the Gemara Hasan B'digunisa, those are referring to the spices that grow in the gardens, and a chanami. Over there, it is Gemar Peri at each stage. Nachum Amadei, whoever says his halacha in regard to the Shabbos that grows in the field. And over there, we disagree. Amalei Rav Acher B'Aminayumi L'Yabayim. Gav Rabba Asam Yashin. A great man, Nachum Amadei, comes from our place. And call Nusa the Yama, whatever he says, Amila, you respond by saying, Nishtakeya Hadabar V'loy Nehmar, the matter be best forgotten and not repeated. Amar Sabai said it's not true. When we agree with him, we agree with him. For instance, Ikechad, there is one thing that he says, the Avdin and Kavasi, that indeed we do like it. The Tanya, for we learned in the Braisa, Nachan Amadei Oimer, Shoyal Adam Tzrachav B'Shemei Atfila, that a person can ask his own personal requests during the Brach of Shemei Atfila. We don't say that should be forgotten. On the contrary, we paskin like that. A person can be ma'arach as long as he wants, medina the Gemara, in the brach of Shemaya Tefillah. Amr, so he said, ba'amin ediyahi, that is not a raya that you respect Nacham HaMadai. The tell you be Ashli Ravavi, because that is a famous halacha. Ashli Ravavi explains Rashi means either strong ropes, or it means a beautiful tree like the Yita Eshel. But the point is, Nacham HaMadai isn't the only one that says, Shoyle Mitzrach of B'Shemei Atfila. The male of the fact that you do that is not a raya that you pass like Nacham HaMadai. The Tanya, if we learn to the Braisa, Rabbi Eliezer says, Shoyle Mitzrach of the Achakach Yispalo. A person should first ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu his personal requests, and then he should stand Shemay Nesrei. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, Tfilo Liyani Ki Yatais. Yatis is Rashi's lashon of Atifas Nafshai. The tzaris that surround him, that take him over, that he should express to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And afterwards, Lufnei Hashem Yishpach Sichai, he should stand Shemay Nesrei. How do we know Sichai means Shemay Nesrei? Ein Sichai L'Tfilo, Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, Vayetza Yitzchak L'Suach Basada. Now, even though a person's expression of his tzaris is also a form of prayer, when we say tefillah, we mean tefillah Shemay Nesrei. And the Yetzir Yitzchak L'Suach Basada means that Yitzchak went out and he was misaking tefillah Mincha, so that is Shemay Nesrei. The Ritva explains that the tefillah of a tzaddik generally is not for his own personal tzachet. A tzaddik is always mispala for Klal Yisrael, for the tzibur. And that is how we know that Yitzchak's tefillah, Yitzchak's Yetzir Yitzchak L'Suach Basada, was not necessarily a personal request, but rather a tefillah for the tzibur. In any event, that is Rabbi Eliezer's shita, that shoyle mitzrachav, and afterwards he should stand Shemayna Esrei. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, yispalel the achakach yishal trachav. A person should first stand Shemayna Esrei, and then ask his personal requests. Shenemun, like the Pasuk says, eshpoich lefonav sichi, first I pour out sichi my Shemayna Esrei, and only then, sirasi lefonav agit, then do I bring up my personal requests. How can you say that the personal requests come first? Toksiv, the Pasuk says, Eshbech lefanav sichi, and only then v'tzerasi lefanav agit. And to the Gemara Hachi Kamar, according to Rabbi Eliezer, this is Pshat, the Pasuk. Eshbech lefanav sichi, when can I pour out my heart? When can I properly stand Shemay Nesrei bizman shetzerasi lefanav agit, at the time that already previously I expressed my personal concerns? Correct. The Gemara of Rabbi Yeshua Nami, how can you say that a person should first stand Shemay Nesrei and only then request his personal problems? Succeed, the Pasuk says, Tefillah Liyani Ki Yatayif, and only afterwards, Lufnei Hashem Yishpach Sichai. And for the Gemara Hachi Kama, Amosai Tefillah Liyani, when is the Tefillah for the Ani? When is the time for the Ani to bring up his personal concerns? Bizman Shalufnei Hashem Yishpach Sichai, when before that he had already stood Shemay Nesrei. Let us see. Obviously, the psukim can be understood either way. So, what is the machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua? And so the Gemara, Rav Simloi expounded, a person should first be misader his praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and only then should he be misbal for his personal needs. This, of course, is the way our Shemay Nesrei is structured, with the Shalosh Brachis Rishonis of Avos Gevurais and Kedushas Hashem, where there is no tefillah there, only a shvach, only a praise, and afterwards the rest of the brachis, which are tchinais and tefillahs. Now, Manolim, how do I know this? Me Moshe Rabbeinu. The chsiv, because the Pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu starts by saying, Hashem Elokim Ata Achilosa Laharis Es Abdecha. Moshe Rabbeinu first praises the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the chsiv Basrei, and afterwards, Moshe Rabbeinu presents his request, Ebenov the Eres, or it's a table, let me see the land. We go now to the top of the Chesh Amar Alf. Rabbi Yeshua is of the opinion, Yalfinami Moshe. We learn from Moshe. First to be Mesader our Shvach, and afterwards to pray. Rabbi Eliezer Sava, Lo Yalfinami Moshe. You can't learn from Moshe. Shani Moshe, Moshe is different. The Rav Gubre. Moshe Rabbeinu, it is fitting for him to praise the Kaddish Baruch Hu. But who are we to praise the Kaddish Baruch Hu? For us to do it, to be Mechziki Yehayu? It seems like we're conceited. We are chashav enough to praise the Kaddish Baruch Hu. The Chachamim Aymim, and the Chachamim say the same thing that Nacham HaMadai says. Loike Devrizeh, Veloike Devrizeh, Ela Shoyelodim Trachav B'Shemei HaTfilah. A person should present his personal requests during the bracha of Shemei HaTfilah. So Mamela, the fact that you agree to Nacham HaMadai on this is not a raya, because here you have the sheet of the Chachamim who say the very same thing. Zakti Gemara Vayta, Amr Rav Yehuda B'Reidah Rav Shmuel B'Shelet M'Shmei Derav. Even though we say that a person should present his personal requests during the bracha of Shemei Atfilah. If he wants to request something at the end of each bracha which pertains to that particular bracha, Aymer, he can do so. For instance, if a person feels that he is forgetting his learning, he is not masliach in Torah, he should be manach in the bracha of Chayin Adats. If a person feels that he has to become a Baal Tshuva, he should be manach in the bracha of Haroitza B'Tshuva, so on and so on. The Gemara gives us an example. Amar Rav Chiya bar Ashi Yom Rab, Afal Bisha Amru Shoyel Adam Tzrachav B'Shemei Atfila, that Shemei Atfila is a general bracha for all of the person's needs. In Yeshloi Chayla B'Teich Be'Yisai, the person Chas V'Shalom has a sick person in his home, Oimer B'Berchas Chayla, he should present that request during the bracha of Rifu'enu. In Tzarech L'Parnasa, Oimer B'Berchas Hashanah, he should present that request during the Berchas Hashanah. Amar Rav Yishua ben Levi, Afal Pisha Amru, even though we are saying Shoyel Adam Tzrachav B'Shemei Atfila, a person should ask his personal requests during Shemei Atfila, Aval Imba Loimer Ach Atfila Asai, if after HaMavarech HaZam Yisrael B'Shalom he wants to be Marech and continue to reiterate his personal requests or to say it only at that point, Afal HaKaseidu Yom Kippurim Aymer, over there time is unlimited, he can be Marech as long as he wants. Now, although the Rishonim say that this can be done either before the Yilei Ratzon or after the Yilei Ratzon, the Mechaber in Siman Kuf Chav Beis, Sif Beis, brings the Rabbeinu Yonah that it is preferred that personal requests should be presented after saying the Pasuk of Yilei Ratzon. Now, this is the Lashon of the Chai Yada. Nachin v'roi l'chol adam l'hispal b'chol yoyim v'yichud al trachav, a person should formulate in his mind what his needs are, and of course the person's needs changes from day to day, and he should verbally express those needs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Rebbeinu Shalom. He parnasasai, he should request his parnasa every single day outright. He should request, continues the Chayyadam, Shalom Yomish HaTayrim Mipiv, the Zari, and all of his children, that all his Yoytzi Chalotzev should be Oivdei Hashem, Biyamitz, there should not Chas V'Shalom be found any Tzul B'Zari. V'chol Masha Yedeya B'Liboy Shetzarech Lai, whatever a person feels in his heart that he needs or that he is missing in life, he should verbally express it in Shmei Nesrei. Continues the Chayyada, V'yim Eina Yedeya L'Dabret Chayis B'Lashon HaKadosh, if he cannot speak fluidly in Lashon HaKadosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands all languages. Yemirenu Af B'Lashon Ashkenaz, Rak Shiyim Mikiris Li, but the main thing is it should be sincere words out of his heart. He concludes that although this can be expressed during Shemei Atfila as well, it is preferred to do so after the Yilei Ratzon, because just in case he has to answer Kaddish or Kedusha after the Yilei Ratzon, it is permitted to do so.